Papa, as we come and we spend time on communion now, Lord, I pray that you'll speak to our hearts. I thank you for the truth that you want to impart to us this morning. I thank you for that, Lord Jesus. I want to share this morning from a passage of Scripture that speaks of Jesus on the cross, and I want to focus in on one of the things that Jesus said from the cross. Jesus was on the cross many hours, and he said a total of seven things, very significant. So we're going to pick it up this morning. Well, we're going to try and pick it up this morning. Let's make sure these aren't in front. Yes. John 19, verse 28. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Now a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there, and they filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on hyssop, and put it to his mouth. That all things might be accomplished, Jesus said, I thirst. Do you know that Jesus fulfilled every prophecy about the Messiah? And here we see him making sure that he fulfilled one of those prophetic words. But it's what happens next that I want you to see the depth of what Jesus did and what Jesus accomplished. Verse 30, so when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. We have three words there. But in the original, Jesus declares one word. It is the word teleo. If I can get you to use the arrow, if I say next, I'm going to have to rely upon you to bring this up. One word, teleo. It was not a word that was whispered by a dying man. This word was a powerful word that echoed across the hills and into eternity. See, that word that Jesus declared from the cross was a victorious cry. That word, if I can have the next one, means completed, accomplished, done, fulfilled. In fact, the text and the original meaning and the tense that Jesus used it in. And the next one. It is finished. It stands finished. It will always be finished. This was the declaration from the cross. It was not the declaration of a victim who was dying. It was the declaration of an overcomer in his victory. And that word was understood by those who surrounded Jesus that day. Yeah. It was the warrior's cry of victory. Every Roman soldier knew what it was to conquer an enemy and declare, Taleo. I have overcome. I am the victor. That was how that word was used by the soldiers. And it's no wonder the centurion said, this is no ordinary man. They had seen many at the point of death cry out in agony. It was no agony that left the lips of Jesus. It was a cry of victory. Because he conquered death, he conquered the grave, and he cried out for us, Taleo! It is finished. It was the servant's statement of completion. When a servant was sent to do a job and came back to their master, they said, Taleo, I have accomplished what I was assigned to do. He came to serve and to give his life a ransom for us. Job completed. Artists, composers, and authors resonated with that word because it was a statement when the last brushstroke had been added. An artist would stand back and say, Taleo. The last thought written, the music composed, the symphony of heaven sung, and Jesus said, Taleo. Merchants valued this word because with every financial transaction, when it was laid out, they declared, Taleo. Done. Debt paid. Transaction completed. Every merchant who heard Jesus cry out from the cross, knew what he was saying. I've paid it. It's done. Nothing more to add. The priests comprehended that word. Why? Because when the sacrificial lamb was brought to them and they examined it to make sure it was perfect and spotless, they would say over the lamb, Taleo. And at the very hour when Jesus cried this out, it was 3:00 in the afternoon, the same time that the lamb was taken in the temple and slain. And once it was slain and the sacrifice was made, the priest finished by saying, Taleo! Sacrifice made. Sin paid for. That was the cry that echoed from the cross. But more than that, it was a word that caused every demon in hell to fear. They thought they had won. They thought that they had taken Jesus out of the way. They thought it was the finish. And Jesus echoes through the halls of eternity, Taleo. Every demonic chain broken, every sin paid for. And when you look in the book of Matthew, you find that when Jesus declared those words, that the rocks split. There were dead men that rose again. That temple curtain that was as thick as a man's fist was ripped in two. Why? Because it's finished. You don't have to add to it. You can't add to it. The earth had been shrouded in darkness during the time of the crucifixion. Those that had jeered at Jesus while he was first on the cross, as the darkness settled and the land mourned, says that they beat their breasts. They were silent as they watched God die. But when Jesus spoke those words, I believe that heaven rejoiced. Why? Because it was done. The Father who had turned his back, all creation who had turned to darkness, the light became to come. Why? Because it's finished. It's done. It has been done at the cross, and it will for all eternity be finished done. Why? Because Jesus' sacrifice is enough. And now, there just remains for us to declare. See, what will we declare? What will we declare regarding sickness? What will we declare regarding need? What will we declare regarding temptation and sin and failure and heartache and sorrow? I believe that there is a statement that God wants us to pick up. It's the victorious cry from the cross that says, Taleo, it is finished. You're not waiting for it to be finished. It already is. It is completed, accomplished, done, fulfilled. It is finished. It stands finished. It will always be finished. Why? Because God does not do a partial job. And as we come to take communion this morning, I'm going to get you to incorporate a prophetic act as you take communion. See, the communion table for all of you here this morning is set up behind you. Why? Because I want you as a prophetic act to go back and pick up the emblems of the bread and the cup. As a statement that you go back to what Jesus accomplished on the cross for you. I also want it to be a statement for you that what Jesus has done covers your past. Regardless of what your past looks like, it is covered by the all-sufficient sacrifice of Christ. So I'm going to get you this morning to go back to pick up that communion and then to come back to where you were and say, what my God has done has covered my past. It covers my now. And then as you take communion, I'm going to have you bring the cup forward. Why? Because what Jesus has done covers for your future, every aspect of your future. And I'm going to get you to bring that cup forward, and I'm going to get you to bring it to the table and to place it on this table, even as a declaration. It is finished. Make it your declaration this morning. Let's stand. As you're ready, go back, take the cup, take the bread, have communion. You may even want to have part of communion in the three different places. Make it your statement this morning. Make it a prophetic act that what Jesus accomplished on the cross, he accomplished for you. Let's go. Let's take communion now.